Good morning, my Walking with Jesus friends. Have you ever struggled to break a bad habit or maybe control a harmful but powerful urge you have? Have you battled with a sweet tooth and you struggle to control your sugar intake? Or maybe it's an emotional thing like controlling your anger? Join me again with the Apostle Paul in the 6th chapter of his first letter, which he's writing to the Christians in the wild city of Corinth, Greece, in about 55 A.D. Yesterday, we looked at this powerful statement Paul wrote. I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12. And that's why developing mature discernment and self-control is so important, right? Now today, let's add another statement from Paul found in the very same verse. I have the right to do anything, but I will not be mastered by anything. Do you know anyone who struggles with habits or attitudes or temptations that they have a very, very hard time controlling? In fact, do you know anyone who excuses their succumbing to something they know is detrimental to them or others by simply saying, I know I shouldn't, but, or, it's only a little and I can control it, or, hey, that's simply my cross to bear? Oh my, we can rationalize or make excuses for almost anything, can't we? Even things we know are harmful to our health or our relationships or our reputation. In this part of Paul's 6th chapter, and this statement of not being mastered by anything, Paul was dealing with a very specific problem in Corinth that has been a problem for many Christians ever since. It's the problem of lust, even out of control sexual lust. Paul wrote, the human body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ himself? 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 13 to 15. This is a very important spiritual and physical truth, my friends. For those of us who have trusted Jesus Christ to be our Savior, and the Holy Spirit lives within us, and the Holy Spirit has brought us into union with Jesus Christ himself, this means whatever we do with our physical bodies engages God in that very same act. Oh my, that's a staggering thought, isn't it? The Holy Spirit is not only in me when I'm in a worship service or reading my Bible or praying. The Holy Spirit is within me seeking to accomplish God-honoring work in me even when I'm mowing the lawn or driving my car, or walking on the beach on vacation, or working at my job. And yes, the Holy Spirit is within a Christian if they are sitting in a bar having a drink, or in a casino gambling at blackjack, or on a business trip alone in their hotel room watching pornography. Or as Paul said, even if a Christian is uniting themselves with a prostitute. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15. Yes, because of this miracle of the Holy Spirit of God living within each Christian, we engage God with us in everything we do, good or bad, holy or wicked, right or wrong. We take God with us wherever we go. Oh my, that's serious, isn't it, my friends? So, Paul was moved by the Holy Spirit to write one of his most powerful paragraphs. Flee from sexual immorality. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You're not your own. You are bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18 to 20. What price was paid? By whom? When and how? To purchase you and me? That would lead Paul to say, you are not your own, you're bought at a price. The price paid was the horrific crucifixion of Jesus Christ, God the Son, on the cross. Why? Because all have sinned and fallen short of God's glory, and the wages of sin is death. Romans chapter 3 and 6. Only eternal, sinless, holy Jesus, God incarnate, could therefore pay the sin debt for every human being, all humanity. But this terrible price was paid both by Jesus, God the Son, as he died on the cross, and also God the Father, who sent his Son Jesus to pay that full price. God the Father devised this redemption plan And God the Father was willing to sacrifice his own Son for the redemption of all humanity. That's the powerful truth of John 3:16 and Isaiah chapter 53. Yes, as we fully trust God to save us from our rebellion and sin condemnation, we are forgiven of our rebellion, and we are adopted into God's family as his son or daughter, and God's Holy Spirit is placed within us to cleanse us, sanctify us, nurture our spiritual growth, unite us with Jesus Christ, and guide us in living God-honoring lives. Do you see, therefore, my friends, how horrific a mockery of Jesus, a defilement of God's holiness, a rejection of God's grace and mercy it is when we Christians, with the Holy Spirit within us, engage ourselves and the Spirit within us in activity which is evil and abhorrent to holy God. We need to pause right here and invite the Holy Spirit to convict us of minimizing the trauma we have caused God by taking the Holy Spirit with us into our thinking, our words, our attitudes, our actions, which are dark kingdom, evil, and offensive to God, sin. We need to gain a whole new understanding of the holy privilege we have of the Spirit of God living within us and dramatically raise our standards to honor the Holy Spirit at all times in whatever we are doing. So I urge you to read 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 12 through 20 several times, my friends, and perhaps put today's date in the margin of your Bible right there as a reminder of this moment.